This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
And the coach's last presser.
Don't know what I said, but I will say this. For all those lip readers out there, there's more than one word in the English language that starts with F.
Bite me with Coach Harbaugh.
It's definitely something we got to do, and we got to cut down on the penalties. That's very important. We've done it before on offense. We haven't had a lot of those in some of our big offensive games. But, today that was a big problem.
Penalties worse. 12 penalties for the Baltimore Ravens. And, Another factor in losing the game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. They got to cut that out, Jeremy Kahn.
I mean, so many dumb penalties. And again, I don't think, like, we were sitting here talking about it. I felt like they let the secondary play a little bit yesterday. Thought the Steelers were a little handsy.
Oh, Ravens were also.
Yeah. But nobody complains when you win the game. But the fact is, I've seen so many people talking about the refs blowing it for, like, You got to be cleaner out there. And I know people can say they can call a holding call on any play that they want, but there's some really stupid things that go on. And the fact that coming out of a timeout and you didn't know the play or where you should be lined up and who's going where for the most important play of the game at that point seems a little ridiculous.
Yeah, these are not – this wasn't the refs being overzealous.
No.
This is – I mean, if you look at the stats, they didn't acquire 92 penalties from bad calls this year.
Yeah.
You know, you're leading the league, so come on now.
Yeah, like 86 of them were bad. The other six were good.
Right.
Coach Harbaugh, how do you address the issues, the best way to do it that you saw in yesterday's game?
What you do, you look at all the different situations, and, you know, if you can come with some big, one thing issue that you're looking for with that question, then we'll have it. If not, it'll just be those standalone type situations. Just depends on each circumstance.
The problem is there are so many issues, Ed. It's not just one. Wish it was one, but it's not one.
No, it's not one. It's a lot. It's so many issues. It's a confused secondary. It's an undisciplined team that's heavily penalized. The most penalized team. Your kicker, your Hall of Fame kicker, is now just, he can't make things that were automatic. Just last year, it's like, I don't know what the hell's going on, but like, it's like the perfect storm of everything going wrong at once.
Jeremy, you brought up the situation with the 2-point conversion and the confusion.
Mm-hmm.
John Harbaugh spoke to that.
Not that I'm aware of. I'll have to look at it on tape and talk to the coaches, but I didn't. Not that I was aware of. Nothing was talked about during the game, and I didn't see it.
How do you not see that, Jeremy?
Well, even after the game, I just think that's an easy way to kind of sidestep this, you know, and now you don't have to deal with it. Maybe somebody brings it back up. I hope somebody does at the next... Next time he has a chance to speak, ask him the question again. Like, okay, you saw it. What happened?
Bill.
Are they going to tell us? I mean, they don't have to, but... I mean, that's just... When you're watching Nelson Aguilar grab Isaiah Likely and him smack his hand off him,
yeah,
they're not even talking about who should be doing what.
Right.
Somebody's got to stand up and go, look, who doesn't know the play? And it was such a weird breakdown where you had Tylan Wallace coming across, looking like a jet sweep. They don't give it to him. And you look over and there's nobody running around in the corner. You got two guys blocked. There's nobody. Lamar rode out to a side of the field where there wasn't a pass catcher.
Right. Nobody.
That was the play? That's what we... That's the one?
That's the one he decided on.
Well, this is John Harbaugh on that play.
We'll talk about that stuff before. We have 2-point plays called. We called the one. They called timeout. We called the next one.
Oh, cool.
It?
That's how that works.
I don't know what to say about it. It's like, this is, again, this is all the time. It's like, this is not a one-off. It's every, I feel like every week we have a discussion after the game about why'd you do that? And it's not like I feel like we're nitpicking. It's just like the timeout, the throwing the flag when you, for no reason, on a 2-yard difference, you know, in a call, calling timeouts when you don't have them. It's like, I don't know what to say after a while.
Mm. Now, how many times, Jeremy, and I know it's a different sport, you have a play drawn up. The coach calls timeout. Do you automatically change your play, or do you say, screw it? See if your play works against this.
I think it's how much you showed of your hand, and it already looked like. We all saw that it looked like a jump pass, right? Okay. Isn't that what we saw?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I ultimately, because of when the timeout came in and what you showed them, I think you should change the play. The one thing I differ from is that I don't think you should have changed the play to that, whatever that was. Whatever that was on that 2-point conversion where you run a pass play with no receivers.
Definitely should not have changed it to that.
Don't do that one.
Yeah, no.
Here's John Harbaugh on his Hall of Fame kicker.
Yeah, he's Tuck needs to make kicks. He knows that. That's important. He makes them in practice, and he made the long one later, which is good to see, which means he's still very capable of it. Kick him straight. We'll be good.
John.
Yeah, kick him straight. He'll be good.
The Ravens came into Week 11 with 80 total penalties and added 12 more yesterday. Number one in the league. You want to be first at something. If you're going to be the best at screwing up, then, you get your crown on. This is unbelievable.
And they all have been. They have been absolutely number one in that.
Yeah, it is like befuddling though. Like with Tucker, like, got the leg strength. There's something up.
Do you think the decision on Harbaugh is tougher than what a lot of people are making it out to be about giving him an extension? Or
yeah. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
And which direction they want to go in?
Giving Harbaugh extension. I think this season will. I thought we went into this year saying this would be a big determining factor this season. Well, I thought we all agreed to that.
Well, but we all didn't think that they would lead the league in penalties and be 7-4 and lose 3 games the way that they have.
But none of us were willing to just say, hey, here's your extension. Well, so even though we didn't think specifically penalties, I think we all had some our own questions. I think the three of us, if we talked about Harbaugh, we'd all have different questions. We'd all talk about game management. Mm-hmm. Everybody talks about that. But I think we'd throw Joe in it. I think all of us would have something different that would make us pause on giving him an extension. Not saying we wouldn't, make just something to look at. Like, well, let me see this first. Or let me see that. To me, I want to see you complete it. I want to see you complete it.
I'd bring him in and sit him down and just show him every single timeout he wasted, every time he challenged a play that he had no business challenging. He was like, what's this? What's this about? Because, again, I'm not telling you that Harbaugh is a bad coach. I think Harbaugh is a good leader of men. I think it's worn out its welcome here. There's too many times we're watching games going, how did you not know that? How did you miss that? Why did you challenge that? What's going on? And whether or not he's just the greatest guy and taking the blame for everyone or sidestepping it, that's mm-hmm. another thing. It could be. But, I mean, some of these things, you have a team this good and you keep screwing things up.
I said it before, I'll say it again. John Harbaugh benefits from being in a great organization. Would he win other places? Maybe. But this is a great organization.
No question.
The pieces that he's given are sensational. Absolutely. He had Ozzie Newsome, who should be a Hall of Fame GM. He has Eric DaCosta, who's one of the best in the business. When you're given, you know, those kind of ingredients, you know, if you're cooking,
make something really nice.
If you're a chef at Capitol Grill, you're not being given bad steak. It's hard to mess it up. You know, and I'm not now the best chefs make it even great, but it's hard to mess it up.
You have a quarterback that potentially is going to win 3 MVPs in the 6 years he's been here. You
yes.
know, like, that's what you have, and this is what we have to show for.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing. That's my point. It's hard to mess it up, but what stamp do you put on it? 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show, Monday Morning Quarterback. Fan reaction at 7:30. But on the other side, we're giving out game balls on the Fan.
Game balls.
We're giving out game balls at 7:16 in AM. Ed Norris, who gets your game ball?
Well, Dafi Oway, for sure. To me, it was clear. I mean, this is a guy who's been much, I'd say maligned, but clearly people have been questioning, you know, the pick. And is he ever going to fulfill what they saw in him? And he has. He's looked better this year. But yesterday was different. I mean, he looked like what we had hoped he would look like. You know, five tackles, but 2.5 sacks, 2 tackles for loss, 4 quarterback hits. He was a beast yesterday. He was a part of a defense that really, you know, smacked around the Steelers. I mean, they lost the game, but the Steelers didn't get into the end zone. That's unacceptable in the NFL, and he was a big part of that, so he definitely gets my game ball.
And let's be honest, his position is not measured in tackles. 5 tackles is good.
Absolutely not.
His position is measured in getting to the quarterback, bringing him down. And most of the time, he shouldn't get tackles because if he's not charging the quarterback,
he should be letting the linebackers get the tackles.
Yeah, he should be setting the edge and sending it back to the middle.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not his job.
So 5 tackles is actually outstanding for him.
It is.
We're going to stay on the defensive side. My game ball goes to the defensive coordinator, Zach Orr. I thought going into this rival, it's obvious as a DC, he's played in this thing before because he was charged up. The defense looked to be extra charged up. But I know they gave up 6 scores, but they gave up 6 field goals. The bend but don't break, it was appropriate yesterday. It was what you needed yesterday. His defense played well enough to win. It's one of the rare times he can look at the offense and say, where y'all? We here. Where are you? So, Zach Orr, I beat you up enough for your scheme, and I think I was justified in it, but I'm also going to give you credit because I thought your group, your men came yesterday to play football. Game ball, Jeremy.
Yeah, my game ball goes to a guy that has leg, and he knows how to use it. Chris Boswell. We thought there would be no McNuggets in Whoville today because he made all 6 of those damn field goals, but the Cavs did score in a McNugget minute. I'll tell you about that later. That being said, I mean, look, the only way you can score is via the field goal, and he hits all 6 of them in a stadium that it's been really difficult to kick in. He seems to have no problems. And where we like to, people are going to discredit Justin Tucker today for the game he had, and understandably so. Dude was perfect yesterday. Every time they lined him up, he did everything he was supposed to do. So, Chris Boswell, 6 for 6. He scored 18. The Steelers scored 0. He wins the game. That's my MVP.
It just was that kind of day, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's one of those games. So, it's funny. Rob is the one person that thought this would be kind of a low-scoring, ugly game.
Rivalry.
It's weird. We saw the ball movement, but we saw turnovers. We saw field goals. Missed field goals.
Batted passes, turnovers.
All kinds of like crazy.
Dumb calls.
Which just means when they come to Baltimore, it's going to be 48-41 or something ridiculous. Yeah. But, as Rob pointed out earlier, too, they're 1.5 games back because they played one more game than the Steelers. Mm-hmm. But you can't, like, you're getting to the point now where you, and I know the AFC is still, like, wide open. You're getting to the point where you can't afford any losses if you expect to win this division.
Right. Mm-hmm. You can't.
You can't.
Have to be road warriors again.
It's just disappointing to see what you saw yesterday, but at the same time, you're kind of used to it because this is what you've gotten when playing against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, it's
Mike Tomlin owns him.
Yeah, he does, but see, to me, it's a little worse than that. I don't want to get too far ahead of us or get too dramatic, but I'd hate to think you're wasting the most talented player in football.
That's what he just said.
I know. That bothers me more than anything.
So let me ask you to follow up on what he said. Mm-hmm. What if you look back 3 years from now? Because that's all it takes, another 2 or 3 years for the window to close.
Absolutely.
And you say, yeah, man, we wasted the best player in football. How do you feel about it then?
I don't want to see
the Harbaugh era.
Yeah, well, I'd feel much differently. And I don't want to see Lamar become Dan Marino, you know, where he's, you know, for Hall of Famer, but because it's not his fault. I mean,
Dan Marino got there his rookie year, didn't he?
Yeah, it's true.
Second year.
Whatever, never went back, though. But never won. But either way, I mean, true. But I just feel like you got the best player in football. I mean, I got to say, Mina Kimes loves this team.
Oh, she does.
She really does.
Because she realizes how special Lamar is, and she realized it before.
Well, that's exactly what she... I watched her on, Around the Horn? And they were making their predictions, and they, you know, it was split, Steelers, Ravens. She said, I'm going with the team with the best player in football, Lamar Jackson. Bang. Like, good. You're right. He is.
I did guest bartender yesterday for Miss Davies. By the way, thanks for everybody that came out. She's suffering breast cancer right now. At a place called Jake's. Never been there before. Good spot. And there were guys debating. Jeremy, like you said, the people who don't like them because they didn't like them before, they can't say they were wrong. One guy said, well, I became a Steelers fan when Lamar faked his injury and cost his team a Super Bowl. They could have gone straight through the Super Bowl that year. I'm thinking, no, they couldn't have. That wasn't that year. The year was yesterday. But nonetheless, I said, you can hate him all you want. He's the best player in football. He said, no, he's not. I said, okay. I'm not going to argue because it's all opinionated. Mm-hmm. So who is? Well, I don't know. Well, yeah.
Well,
until you know, how do you,
I had a national host.
Who's the best? If you're telling me he's not, then who's better? Yeah, I don't know. Okay.
I had a national host who's a Kansas City fan, and he kind of pressed me on it. He's like, do you think Lamar's the best player in football? And I said, over the past 6 or 7 years? No, it's Pat Mahomes. But right now, yes. Right now in this league today, he is the best player in football. Could that change next year? I mean, Mahomes isn't having the season that you think he should have.
I felt Lamar's been the best player in football for years.
Yeah.
He wasn't the best quarterback until now, but he was the best player, I thought, in football. Now I think he's both.
It's pretty incredible.
I said it while watching the AFC Championship game last year, and it dawned on me. It dawned on me. Give Lamar Andy Reid and Mahomes John Harbaugh. Do you think there'll be a difference? You think Harbaugh wins those Super Bowls with Mahomes?
Well, no.
And Andy Reid doesn't win those Super Bowls with
it's hard to say,
Lamar
but I'm
Jackson.
Pretty sure I won't have to hear Fumble Rooski again from Andy Reid.
I love that.
Ugh, hate that commercial.
He's got
already.
Some. No, you're wrong.
I'm wrong for hating it? I've heard it too many times.
It's not possible for you to be wrong in an opinion, but you're wrong. I think he's got such personality.
Andy Reid reminds me of Tony Kornheiser in this. They're two nerdy, geeky guys. And Eli Manning. I love guys who know you're nerds, you're geek. Go ahead and market it. Don't try to be something that you're not. Don't try to be the cool guy. Tony Kornheiser doesn't try to be the hip guy. He markets the fact that he's super unhip. And Andy Reid markets the fact that he is a geek. and it works well for him. I love it. Good googly moo. When he does the
googly moogly.
Yeah, they googly moogly. Does the chefs the, one?
That's the
who the chefs?
The guy that's painting the end zone.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I love it. How could you not love that? You're not wrong, Jeremy. But yeah, you're wrong, man.
What about Andy Reid in this commercial?
Yeah,
I'm tired of the fumble Rooski thing.
The good, the bad, Bundle. The ugly at 7:45. But on the other side, fan reaction up next on The Fan.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for your takeaways.
Call or text 410-583-1057.
Time to take your phone calls, 410-583-1057. Monday Morning Quarterback presented by the Catholic Charities of Maryland. Let's go to Greg. What's going on, Greg?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I would like to thank God for another Ravens-Steelers experience. I'm sorry we lost, but here's my comment. Many teams that are on – the reality of the NFL is many teams that are on top right now will not be on top at the end of the season at this point. Also, many teams that are lowly in the picture, playoff picture right now, will be at the top at the end. The Ravens aren't too lowly. We're kind of up there. I mean, we are a game and a half out. But this is the thing. At this point, we have a choice to either beat ourselves up from this loss and drown in our sorrows, or we have a point to just do what it takes for the rest of the season to be on top at the end of the season.
Good talk. Let's go to Cannon.
I was going to say, did you guys see Rosie Perez on the fight on Friday night or Saturday night with Jake Paul and all that stuff? Or Friday night?
Mm-hmm.
I think he just reminded me of White Men Can't Jump, but sometimes you really win when you really lose, and sometimes you lose when you really win, and sometimes when you win or lose, you actually tie. And I don't know if you knew that, Rob.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So much for that. Let's go to Ken at Owings Mills. What's up, Ken?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I don't know right now. My head is still spinning.
Mine too. Yeah, off of that one.
Yeah.
But here's the real deal. Every time I look over at the sidelines at Harbaugh, I see Henry Winkler from Waterboy in his high heels. especially up against Tomlin and
you didn't say Tomlin's over there reading Football for Dummies and he knows the next play that's coming up.
No, but what I'm saying is when he called that timeout and timed it perfectly so that he could see the whole play, he knew that Harbaugh was going to go to the next play, and what? All confusion broke out.
Yeah.
And everybody reads Harbaugh like a book. And everybody said Harbaugh is a leader of men. He's an everyman coach. He's like trying to get everybody to like him. He's not a motivator. Tomlin is a motivator like that. Because with the main thing with this whole narrative that it's going to be a tough game, that feeds into Tomlin because Tomlin hasn't had a good team since Big Ben left. If Tomlin had Lamar and all the wealth of riches we have this year, he would come out and say something different. It's going to be a tough game, but this year, this should have been the year that we took it to the next level.
Well, you got him one more time, Ken. This time it's going to be in Baltimore. Let's go to Corey in Baltimore. What's up, Corey?
Hey, good morning, guys. I got two comments real quick. Mm-hmm. First, Rob, both our teams won by the hands of that chinny chin chin, sir. Don't forget what I said about the bet, bro. But also, I'm a Colts fan.
I don't want no smoke, Corey. We good, man. I don't want no smoke.
It's all good, man. But that game yesterday, man, it kind of frustrated me because it takes me back. I'm a Colts fan. And the only thing that played in my mind was it reminded me of that GM Ryan Grigson and how he did Andrew Luck. He built everything around that offense. Y'all got a hell of an offense, bro. I mean, a hell of an offense. But the defense is terrible, man. And the only thing that I said to my wife yesterday, I said, "My God, DeForest Buckner would be a good fit for you guys on that defensive line."
Hey, Corey. Thanks a lot, my man.
Problem is I don't know that they need a DeForest Buckner on a defensive line. I think they need somebody on the outside of there that's going to get to the quarterback. They have a disruptor in the middle with Matabike in their 3-4. So
he scared me when he said frustrated because I didn't hit R.
I know. Yeah.
Like, ooh.
He's what?
And again, oddly enough, the pass rush is not the problem here.
Yeah.
They're getting a pass rush. That's not the issue. It's a lot of other things.
Ben in Ellicott City. What's up, Ben?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to agree with you, Rob. I think the turning point in the game was right before the half. I mean, I played college football. I understand the game. Why are you trying to throw the ball? You have 40 seconds left. You're at your own 9-yard line. But the one thing I wanted to say Jeremy brought up, and I've been seeing it all over social media, Harbaugh's got to go. Harbaugh's time is done here. Harbaugh, he's going nowhere, unfortunately. He's second among active coaches with playoff wins. He's got 12. He's 12-10. It's going to be hard to get rid of him. And the same thing, which drives me crazy, all these Steeler fans that want Tomlin out because he's got a losing record in the playoffs. I mean, the guy beats us every year. So, anyway, I love the show. I'll see you guys.
Man, thanks a lot, my man. And that's what I'm like, gonna do. The field position, it didn't make sense to do what you were trying to do. Chris in Dundalk. What's up, Chris?
Morning, guys. A couple quick points here. So, the Ravens once again beat themselves. They rarely get outplayed by another team. They beat themselves, whether it's turnovers, penalties, time management. And that's why I think it's kind of time for Harbaugh to go, because when you're continually beating yourselves and not getting outplayed, that's just not good. Lastly, I understand it's rough for Tucker right now, but everybody that wants him gone, you're not going to get anybody better as a kicker right now. So we just need to ride out the storm. The length isn't a problem. He just needs to make an adjustment on these wide left kicks. And finally, that two-point conversion, I don't know what that was. I would have rather seen him stuck with the quarterback power. Thanks.
Thank you. Let's go to Owings Mills get Shumi. What's up, Shumi?
Good morning, guys. That guy just said what I need to talk about. To me, the entire game, you can put aside all the things we did wrong. It came down to this. We needed 2 yards. So we needed 2 yards. And Derrick Henry was not on the field.
I'm with you. Yeah. Neither was Patrick Carr.
And
either as a runner or as a decoy.
See, that's it. I mean, he nailed it there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the whole point of, like, you need him on the field for the threat that you're going to run it with him, even if you're not, because what's that going to do? If I see Derrick Henry in the backfield, they're on the 1 or 2 yard line.
Now I'm thinking,
that guy's getting the damn ball. I got to crash down. That's who they're giving it to. And then as soon as you do that, you have the play over the top or you have somebody dragging. I think the play action or the naked boot, which I know teams are going to be more ready for with a guy like Lamar, but it almost looks like that's what was supposed to happen with somebody dragging across the back of the end zone.
On top of that, Jeremy, a game in which you lost by 2 points, Derrick Henry had 13 carries on five yards a carry. Mm-hmm. So he was productive, but he only had 13 carries in a low-scoring game. Let's go to Bob in Timonium. What's up, Bob?
Hey, Bob.
How's everybody doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you, man?
I've been a hell of a lot better, I can tell you that. Hey, I don't know if you guys ever had a woman say, it's time for us to have a talk. But I've been through that. And then
how did the talk go?
I'm going to do better. I'm going to try. And 6 months later, we're having that same talk. And then after another 6 months, I say, look, I know I'm a dumbass. You know, I have no defense. So John Harbaugh, when he does a press conference, just needs to stand up there and say, I know I'm a dumbass. I've tried to fix it. I can't, but I'm making $9 million a year, and I don't want to lose this job. That's all I got to say.
That's all you got. All I got to say. Wow. He sounds like the guy from Major League, the manager now.
Yeah.
I'm on the other line about some white walls.
It's funny, though. Like, to me, that's Bob's best call so far. He's just like, just get up there and say I'm a dumbass. I want this job because you guys pay me a lot of money. I've got a jar on the top of my fridge. That's where the money goes. I'd like to put more in there. That's where you guys come in. Yeah, come on, man.
Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
What it do?
Hey, man, listen.
Rashawn, were you listening earlier?
It's game day.
No, I wasn't, man. Right, I was busy working, man. But right. Years ago, right when
I had no job, Tommy.
What up, man? But listen, back when Pedro Martinez, right? Remember he couldn't beat the Yankees.
He said the Yankees is his daddy.
Yankees is his daddy, man. The Steelers are our daddy. I hate to say that. No, man, it is what it is. We just can't beat these guys. And this Lamar Jackson era for some reason. Yeah. And listen, everybody on Tucker, I understand. You know, he having a bad season, and everything, man. But he really didn't lose that game for us yesterday. We had 11 penalties, first of all. We had, 2 fumbles, the interception, this thing just going away. And we held them. This is the first time we held a team with no touchdowns the whole season, right?
Yep, I think so.
We had 12 penalties, by the way.
Come on, man. Would you say that?
We had 12 penalties, 80 yards.
Oh, my bad, 12 penalties. Yes, man. So, I mean, we're going to see him again in the playoffs. We will most likely have to go to Pittsburgh because we're going to be the wild card. So I just can't wait for that. And I think we're going to redeem ourselves in the playoffs. John Harbaugh and the Ravens finally going to get this thing right, man. I'm just looking forward to that, you know.
What about tonight's game?
Tonight's game, my man Cooper Rush, they call him the Rush Man. He's going to show off.
Who calls him
show
that?
Tonight.
Who calls him that?
That's what we call him in Dallas,
his
man.
Parents.
His nickname, Rush
hey,
Man.
Rush
AKA
Man.
AKA Mr. Rush Hour, man. So he's going to pull up some points tonight. He had a bad game last week, but the Cowboys back in this thing, man.
I don't know the last time the Cowboys been 7-point underdogs at home.
They are?
Yeah.
They got the curtains up tonight? They're going to need them, man.
It's a night game. There's no sun. Michelle.
I got news for you. They dropped the curtain on that team about 2 weeks ago. They're done.
Nighttime. No sun.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Look, take a look at Lamar Jackson's performance at 8:15. Mike Preston's report card at 8, but on the other side, the good, the bad, the ugly on the Fan.
The good, the bad, and the ugly is brought to you by Maryland Jockey Club.
Don't worry about cooking this Thanksgiving. Come out to Laurel Park for the annual Thanksgiving holiday day at the races. Visit laurelpark.com.
The good, the bad, the ugly.
The good, the bad, the ugly at 7:49. Ed Norris, what's good?
Dan Campbell and the Detroit Lions. I think this change, this guy's created a team and an environment in Detroit that has totally turned that franchise around, that city around. You know, our buddy, Michael. You know, Michael. He's from Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's the guy that rode his boat ashore, right?
What?
Michael.
Michael rode his boat ashore.
Hallelujah. You don't remember when he did that?
No.
Okay, sorry.
No. Anyway. Talking to Detroit fans, it's like, you know, this is a team that's never been to a Super Bowl. It's been perennially bad. They've been drafting well. They coached well. They're aggressive in what they do. And, you know, and now
they have an identity, right? They know who they are.
They certainly are. I mean, you know, everybody made fun with the biting kneecap stuff. But, I mean, people want to play for this man. You know, and now you're talking about a team that's got, you know, a one-loss team. It was an early season loss to the Buccaneers. Game two, and that they haven't looked back. They've scored 52 points twice this year, people. They dropped 52 on Tennessee. They dropped 52 on the Jaguars. They're the top, obviously atop their division. I just think it's a great story, man. It really is. And they're a scary team because I look around the NFL. They're 9-1 right now. And they've also got 159 points. They're plus 159 in point differential. So they're winning by big margins and kicking people's asses. That's a really good team. I'm happy for them.
Guys, this right here is my bad.
Jackson keeping it. Jackson fake. Jackson tosses. Incomplete. The pressure was there. Joey Porter Jr. flocking to the quarterback.
It was a QB. The QB run. They just stopped it. They did a good job.
They did a good job. It's easy to do a good job, especially when you don't have the biggest short yardage weapons on the field. Arguably two of the best short yardage weapons in all the NFL. They're off the field. So let me guess what they're gonna do. Oh, it's gonna be all Lamar. Lamar, get us to the end zone in this 3-point conversion. You don't have to be cute and creative when you're inside the 5-yard line and you have Patrick Ricard and King Henry, Derrick Henry. In fact, why do you keep Patrick Ricard? It's a waste of having Patrick Ricard on the roster if you don't use him in moments like that. It's a waste of roster space. Get somebody else. Put somebody else on the roster. Honestly, he's on the roster for that. That's why he's here.
And why did they? I mean, if you're going to run, okay, fine. It didn't look like a run. It looked like it was set up for an option to run or pass there.
Yeah.
But there was nobody to throw the football to. And oh, by the way, they ran to the short side of the field. Yeah. They were on the one hash,
and there was nobody blocking for him, so it couldn't have been a run.
I mean, it looked like they were pass blocking, not run blocking too. And by the way, look, I give Lamar credit for just chucking that damn thing up,
hoping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you
had to do something.
You had to. Let me ask you this though, real quick, before I give you my ugly. There were people that said they thought they should have onside kicked,
no.
Even with the three timeouts,
no,
meaning if they pick up 5 yards or whatever, that they end up kicking a field goal. But now you have to score a touchdown with no timeouts instead of kicking a field goal to win it. I thought kicking it long was the right.
This
right
is what Harbaugh had to say about that.
We considered it. We felt like the best chance was to get a stop and get the timeouts, get the ball back with about 45 seconds, have a chance to get in field goal range and see if you can win it right there. We thought that was a better. And the percentages, I think, would bear us out as opposed to getting an onside kick, which is hard to do.
I'm with him on that. Jeremy Conn, what's ugly?
Yeah, everything Ed said about the Lions, go the other way for the Jags. It's the exact opposite. They don't have a coach that they can trust. Doug Peterson's a dead man walking. Their quarterback play has been awful. Trevor Lawrence is hurt. Guess what, guys? But we got another number one or first-round pick coming into quarterback. It's Mac Jones. Mac Jones, everyone. Mac Jones. He sucks. I mean, like, that was one of the worst. I'm watching the game going, okay, this is, they asked me on the pregame show, what's the one game you're not going to bet today? And I said, I wouldn't touch the Lions game. Because I have no idea what's going to happen. Like, do they go in and kind of overlook a Jacksonville team and they keep it closed? Could they get up three touchdowns and Jacksonville backdoor them? You know, like all these things. No, they were just going to go in and beat their asses like they stole from them. It's almost like when they play an inferior opponent, bet Amon-Ra St. Brown to score a touchdown. Bet David Montgomery to score a touchdown. Bet Jahmyr Gibbs to score a touchdown because you know where the ball's going. It's going to one of those three guys.
Yeah.
Montgomery scores a touchdown against every bad team they play. So the Jags just look awful. And I don't know if there's any end in sight for him, because the more and more I watch Trevor Lawrence, I'm going, I don't like it, but that dog don't hunt.
I would say, how do you feel about him now? Like,
I don't. I wanted to chalk it up to injuries.
What's the conversation we had at the beginning of the year?
Like,
we had at the beginning of the year.
I mean, he went to the perfect team because he's a Jag. Just another guy.
Yeah. It's funny you mentioned the three Lions, if you want to just bet them for touchdowns. Montgomery had two touchdowns. Gibbs had one, and St. Brown had two. So they had two.
This reminds me, I told people before, I'm not saying go in and bet all three of those guys to score an anytime touchdown. You're asking for a lot of things to happen. The Lions' point total, team total, was over like 30. So you're knowing that, okay, they're probably going to score four touchdowns, so I think there's some good anytime TDs. But it is interesting to look at it, because I don't know if you guys remember, 2 years ago I talked about the Braves. It was Acuna, Olsen, and Austin Riley. And you could even throw some other guys in there as well. Those three guys homered in the same game, I think, 9 times that year. And if you would have parlayed every game, put $10 on it, you'd have won so much damn money on a 3-team home run parlay.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying that's what you do with this, but God, are the Jags awful. They stink.
Yeah, big time awful. Thanks a lot, guys. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show, Monday Morning Quarterback, presented by Catholic Charities of Maryland. Don't you go anywhere. 8 o'clock hour coming up. More fan reaction at 8:30. But on the other side, we talk to the professor. Mike Preston joins us up next on The Fan.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.